Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone, and I would like to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in on tonight, this 20th of August, 2018, on a Monday night, that out of all the things you could have been doing, you decide to tune in to Iron Sharpening Iron, Mile 3E Ministries. And we would like to say we are here for you all tonight. We are praying with you, praying for you, and praying that God do what only God can do. I would like to say thank to Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser for making this platform for us to get the word of God across and into the ears and the atmosphere of the people of God and of the people that want to and is trying to know God again for tuning in. We are here this Monday night and every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, your host on tonight, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser as a host of this ministry. We are joining each other with bringing forth the word of God to you all. We are one as a unit in the body of Christ. Also, we are blood sisters, along with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. We are asking you all to pray with us and for us also, as well as to pray for this ministry. I would also like to ask you all to pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas continuously and for her family and for all the ministers and co-pastors and apostles and prophets that are assigned to this ministry. We would like to ask you all to keep Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser in your prayers on this week, for she is enduring on a doctorate where she said on today to me that it's been hard, a little difficult, but we know that as long as she keep God first, which I know she does, that God will see her through. We would like to say we trust and believe that God is directing her path, that he is calling everything into place because he knows where he's sending her, that these tests and trials that she's going through to get to the place that she needs to be, it is going to be a place where she has the experience, the knowledge, and the will to see her way through without folding or giving up or giving in. Again, this ministry is brought to you every Monday night. So I'm going to ask Minister Sheila to pray with us and for us before we get into the program on tonight. Myself, Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be the speaker on tonight. So I'm going to call on Minister Sheila Kaiser to pray for us. Minister Sheila, are you ready?
Good evening to each and every one of you. And I want to say thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you from my heart, my mind, my body, my soul says thank you. Thank you with the Son, Lord Christ Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. For yet, without you, I would not be here. I would not even be into existence. I want to thank you for each and every one of them that are on the line or listening, however they can listen. Lord, I still want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for, and on August the 20th, 1997, when he took my father and he took him home to keep him from all the pain, the agony, and the suffering through his illness he was doing. I want to thank the Lord for taking him up to heaven to enjoy and to rejoice and to reunite him with my mom, his wife, Miss Lula Bell Kaiser, as they call Aunt Bell. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for whenever it is my day, I will be pleased and honored to be sitting in your presence. Lord, I thank you for each and everyone again that's listening. I thank you for the life you have had for me and the life that I am having now through you, with you, and will be forever for you. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, to bless her and to heal her and to keep her strong, the strong woman of words and knowledge through you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Celia Kaiser for bringing her through her trials and tribulations, through her studies, and through the agony of the devil that is attacking her, and to honor and trust and to believe into you and only into you. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, a young man of God with knowledge and words and wisdom that is for you, through you. And thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, another young man who is through the words of you and knowledge and to understand and to teach us all. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser, who is part of this service tonight, who is in part of your life and will dwell with you with all her love in her heart. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, a woman of God with knowledge and thought into teaching the word and to establish more learning of you. Thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall, a woman of God that teaches and talks and to praise and to pray for you, through you, and with you. Lord, I thank you for Minister Brandon, a young man of God that has risen up through life, knowing the existence of you and the love of you. Lord, I thank you for every prophet, apostle, bishop, pastor, ministry, evangelist, every person on the earth that they do know that you exist. Lord, I ask you to bless our young men, young women, our elderly, our seniors, our babies. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every person on this earth to take them through the life and the understanding that you are the only and the best teacher, the best father, the best man on this planet, on this earth, with love and understanding, the right love and understanding that they should treasure and learn and to learn more and to want to learn more for you. Lord, send your angels to each and every household, each and every person, to let them know that you are the light, you are their life, you are the light, you are their life, you are their heart, their body, and your soul. They are here today because of you. Their life could be so much better, so much of existence, so happy if they only put more faith into you. Lord, I ask you to bless us all, to reach the laws and the lawmakers and the ones of the law supposed to be protecting us, to let them understand that the battle they are fighting, how they choose to fight it, is harming us more than helping us. Lord, for all the wrongdoers that's out here, Lord, let them know that it's not right. Lead them in the right way to understand that we need to know and to understand you more and to love you more and ask you, how should I live? How, help me to learn how I should understand you more and praise you more and understand and live for you more. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. But God, oh God in heaven, my Father above of all my life, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and amen. Back in your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer, Minister Sheila Kaiser. I want to just let you all know that I'm asking you all to pray for me on tonight. Pray for the ministry that you hear what I'm saying and you get what I believe that God had placed on my heart to talk about, to minister on tonight to the people that are listening and anyone that will hear it in the future in the archives. As I'm sitting here in my house, it's raining outside, very heavy, and I really don't like the rain, but I do love the rain on certain nights when, like, we used to go down south for, we would visit certain family. Our grandmother, when she lived in She was alive, living in Toledo, Ohio. She had like a tin roof. And I remember how the rain would hit on the roof and on side of the house, and we could hear that little sound. And it's funny, but it was a little memory that I had listening to this rain. But I said all that to say this. I'm in Chicago, and it doesn't matter. I live on the west side, but it really doesn't matter what side of town you live on in Chicago, because right now it just seems like the enemy of our soul is just running rampant up and down the streets. And I remember hearing different men and women of God speak about this growing up. And I just remember my mom used to teach us this, that the world is so wicked, and the world was going to get so wicked that when we look up, we're going to be begging God to just heal us, give us an understanding of what's going on, and ask God, why is this going on and why is that going on? And she would just always tell us, whatever you do, don't forget to include God in it. And I would hear, like I say, the men and women of God that spoke into our lives growing up. And so, you know, we have men and women of God that's speaking into this, into our lives now, but it's not a new subject that I heard. But that's what I'm trying to say in so many words. I've been hearing this basically all my life, that you can't wait for stuff to happen to want to include God. You can't wait for things to happen to want to acknowledge God. You got to acknowledge God before things go wrong, you know, before things get to the place where you feel like you need him. If you start talking to God ahead of time and put your prayers in place, you know, put it in the atmosphere that God will hear your request. I believe that. You know, I said that because I got confirmation the other day that God still hears my prayer. I work at a hospital here in Chicago, and I left the nursing field to go into housekeeping, because after I had a stroke and they let me go back to work, my doctor was telling me he needed me to work out, and I just laughed and looked at him and say, "Work out?" He said, "Yeah, you know, you could join a health club. The fees are real cheap right now." And I said, "Cheap?" I looked at him. I said, "You know what, Doc? I'm gonna be honest with you, and I want you to be honest with yourself. Do I look like I'm going to join a health club?" I said, "I ain't finna join no health club and sign a little contract so they could end up suing me because I didn't keep my word with coming to the health club, you know, because that's how they get their little money." So what I did, I said, "Well, when you send me back to work, allow me to go back to work, let me go into housekeeping. That way I have to move around. Instead of me paying to work out, I could get paid to work out. And, you know, I make a nice little money, you know. I didn't lose seniority or anything when I went back to work, and I just thank God for that." So I'm saying that to say this. I went into a lady's room, and I introduced myself, and I asked if it was okay to come into her room and check the floor and check her garbage to see if I needed to mop and sweep or just sweep around the room and pull her garbage. And the lady was in there crying and talking about how much pain she was in, and she was just hollering, "Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus." So when I went in, that gave me knowledge that she is aware that God has the power. But she was so much in pain, she began to say, I can't do it anymore. I can't put up with this. I can't tolerate this. And I looked at her and I said, "Ma'am, I'm listening to you and I'm looking at you." And I said, "I don't know why, but I just feel I need to say this to you." And she, instead of her saying, "What's that?" she just said, "It hurts so bad, I just can't take the pain no more." So I said, "Ma'am, you look," I said, "you say you 80 years old or over." I said, "I could only imagine the things you've seen and heard in your life." I said, "But right here, right now, if you're in the pain that you're in, why aren't you praying and just asking God to heal you and take you to the level that he's planning on taking you to. I said, because I don't think God has brought you this far to leave you. And she just said, I just can't do it no more. I can't take the pain no more. And I just looked at her. I said, ma'am, for some reason, when I look at you, all I can hear is the song that says, my hallelujah belongs to you. And I just kept saying that to her and saying it to her. And then I think she finally heard me, because she stopped complaining about the pain, and she just started singing how her praise belongs to you and hallelujah belongs to you. And I said, that's it, that's it. I said, right there, ma'am, I need you to just fill your atmosphere, fill your heart and fill your mind and your spirit with reminding God you know what he's done for you before, let alone what he's going to do for you now. I said, I just believe that if you just believe and trust God and let God know that you haven't stopped trusting him, I said, I believe God's going to do something for you. Even in this day and time, God's going to use you as a walking miracle and testimony. And she just looked at me and she said, I'm just going to try. I'm going to try. But anyway, that was like a month ago. So I went into a room to see if the room needs to be cleaned. And I looked, and there was a lady sitting in the corner. She was talking on the phone, and she was laughing and smiling. Then when I came in, she said, you're the lady. You're the lady that prayed for me. And I said, look at God. Look what God has done to you, because you decided that you were going to stop feeling sorry for yourself and just said, God, I believe you and I trust you that you're going to heal me. But if you don't, I know that you're able. And I told her, I said, ma'am, you don't know how seeing you has blessed me, because I've been praying for my city. I've been praying for my neighborhood. I've been praying for my family. And could I just say, I was being human one day and I was saying, God, do you hear me? God, are your ears still open to my requests? I just want to know, God, am I just talking, or do you hear me for real, Lord? But when I saw that lady, that lets me know that God still hears my request. And it just brought back to me the scripture. You know, my sister Apostle Cecilia Kaiser is always telling me, Renee, when you speak and talk on something and you're talking to God's people, or you're talking to people about God, give them God's word that they can stand on. Give them something from God's word that they can go to and refer to, where they can say, I saw it and read it for myself. So as I was saying that to the lady, and when I saw her and she had helped God give me confirmation that he hears me and that he haven't forgot me, I began to think about 2 Chronicles 7:14. And as I pray for my land and for my city and for the people, I say, God, if we could just join together. You said, well, one or two have touched and agreed, you would be in the midst. I said, but God, as a city, as a state, country, as a nation, God, if we could just come together and get like 2 Chronicles 7:14, where you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. When I began to just think about that, and I just said, God, I remember that verse that had been taught to us and told to us and preached to us so many times where we was growing up. And I said, God, it's been such a time that I said, when I look at the people and I hear the people say, why is God letting this happen and why is God letting that happen? And I said, God, people are always calling on you when they need something. But they don't do like they do in the world, as they say. They don't say, God, I don't want nothing. I just stop by to say hi. I just stop by to say, I bless you, Lord. I bless your name. I bless you, God, because you woke me up this morning and you didn't have to. You gave me the ability and the powers to use my limbs. You didn't have to. You kept me in my right mind on today, God. You didn't have to. God, you kept me from having to cry because of a heartbreak. You didn't have to. I just stopped by to say, God, I thank you because today you blessed me even when I didn't know it. I just began to just think about a lot of little things. Like I said, when I looked and saw that lady sitting there, and it was the same lady that was saying, I'm over 80 years old and I can't take it no more. It's so much pain and I'm just miserable. But to just see her smiling and laughing and talking and sitting up in a chair where she was sitting with her back on the back of the chair, she wasn't bent over almost on the floor because of the pain. That lets me know that she did begin to pray and cry out to God and set her atmosphere. And for her to say, you are the lady that prayed for me, to let me know that my prayer did get answered concerning her. You know how sometimes, you know, people, we would believe God for other people, but we won't believe God for ourselves. I tell you right now, just to see that lady and get confirmation like that, that brought me back to a time where my friend, Pastor Deborah Blackshear, had told me that God told her, Sylvia, when you pray to me, make it plain. When you pray to me, ask me for what you want. Not something like it, but for what you want. And when you ask me, I'm going to perform it. I'm going to give it to you. That brought that back to me. It brought back to the time that I was going through when my son was a little boy, and me and his dad were separated due to a circus that we were in, and I had lost my car. And I was sitting there being funny, but yet I was pouring my heart out to God. And I said, God, make somebody give me a car. Make somebody give me a car. Lord, I said, these doctors up in here, they got cars. They just don't even drive anymore. God, make somebody give me a car. Not knowing that the doctor next door was listening, and he heard me say, I don't care if it was a 95 Honda Civic. I said, God, make somebody give me a car. And next thing I know, a doctor came to me and said, you go to church, right? I said, yes. He said, well, ask your pastor, can I donate a car to the church, but I want him to give it to you. And I kind of said, huh? And my mouth flew open, and he donated that car to my church, and y'all know what it was, a 95 Honda Civic. Now, if I had to really believe that I believe God would do it, you know, y'all know at that time it was like 2004. I would ask God for a 2004 Lexus. I mean, let's be honest. I was just joking around. But God gave me what I wanted. You know, so I'm saying that to say right now I have some things on the table that I'm asking God for as far as my health, far as little bad habits I have, far as my family, far as this ministry, far as, family. It's just family members. I'm asking God to heal my family. I'm asking God to heal me. I'm asking God to change my heart and my mindset. I'm focusing on, and I'm trying to study on this word that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And this is the part that I'm really concentrating on, and I'm having before God, I'm putting it all in capital letters, and turn from their wicked ways. Because I want God to say, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I want them to be talking to me in my ear, in my heart, in my spirit. Where in verse 15, he say, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attended to the prayer that is in, that is made in this place. So I'm asking you all to touch and agree with me on 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 and 15, that we will come together, we will spread the word, we will say to the people, out of all the things we've tried, out of all the things we spoke, out of all the things we've said, have we tried coming together, touching and agreeing? Have we tried to go to God as his people that are called by his name without saying, put my name first, put me first, when all we have to do is touch and agree and ask God to be first in our prayers, to be first in our lives, to ask God to hear our prayers first? I mean, maybe I'm not saying it the right way, but hopefully I am. But have we thought about just making sure we stay with God, who our first love is? Because like we said, we've been taught that God said that we left him. He never left us. You know, I be hearing people say that he's a God of a second chance. I know him as a God of many chances. I know him as a God of all the chances. I know him as a God of consistently telling me how much he loves me, consistently showing me how much he loves me. I can go on and on and on to fight and tell you how many times God has healed me, how many times God has delivered me, how many times God has brought me out, how many times God has blessed me and my sister when we was younger and we was walking through the projects. We didn't live in the projects, but we was hanging out over in the projects, and we was walking through the courtyard when there was a snowstorm full of snow and they were shooting, and we was walking through the courtyard, but we was silly because we were young. We were silly when we were young, most of us were, and we was not paying attention to that we were walking in an open field that we could have easily been shot down because we didn't have a concept or the common sense to believe that we were not so powerful we could turn around and tell a bullet to stop. You're not going to hit us. But because we had a praying mama, we had praying aunties, we had praying women at the church that we grew up in, when we had that type of religion, that type of belief, that type of sanctification around us, when we had that when we didn't know how to pray for ourselves, and we didn't even think about praying for ourselves, we just took it for granted. When we were growing up, we were put in so many situations that we didn't even realize it until we got older. Where we grew up at, in the area we grew up in, when stuff went past us. My sister Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser talked about it last week, the week before that, when we were out, when we used to go to parties and we were so busy partying. We could tell you every night of the week where a party was at, and every place we went, we got in free, not knowing that the devil was trying to set us up because we thought we was partying for free, not knowing that he really was trying to take our life for free. What you know, we didn't have to pay for it, but our parents and our family would have paid for it if something had happened to us. But we were so busy having fun that people that were sitting next to us, people that were standing in front of us or on the side of us or in back of us, whether they were standing or sitting, while they were getting shot, but we wasn't. And we just, you know, we didn't think about the stuff like that. Think about how when I had a motorcycle accident in 85, that when the devil tried to kill me, when my foot got cut off, but God saw fit that when the white doctor was trying to cut it off from the knee down, a little black doctor came over and said, I have nothing to lose, nor did he. He was trying to make a name for himself because he was the only black doctor that was a resident, but he wanted, like I said, make a name for himself. He asked me, could I take a chance on him and let him save my foot? He said I had nothing to lose. If he couldn't save it, it was going to be the same way amputated. But I said to him, I'm going to trust you. Please save my foot. And he did. So I walk around now and I wear two shoes and I got 2 feet, as the old folks say, 2 feet. You know, I have a foot on each leg, a right foot and a left foot. I don't have a prosthetic. I have my feet that belongs to me. And I think about the time when my sister Cecilia was riding in a car with a friend of hers, and it was a bad accident. And to my understanding, the car that she was riding in was hit by another car, and that car landed on the car she was in, and she got messed up in an accident where her head was busted open. I think about my sister Sheila, how she's been in some accidents, and she was able to come home. And I think about the time a spider bit her, and she had a hole so big in her leg. And I think about the time she came up to my job where I don't know if she was having a heat stroke or an aneurysm, but the blood veins in her eyes were so big they were the size of your finger. And all she could do was just look at me, and I said, Lord, my sister needs help. And she was able to make it to my job. Like I said, she got bit by a spider, and she had a hole in her leg the size of a half a dollar. And I remember when she had an aneurysm, and she couldn't speak, and she was trying to tell us what she wanted, but her blockers was blocked, and they was messed up, and she couldn't talk, and she was getting frustrated because we didn't understand what she was trying to tell us, but she didn't understand what she was trying. She thought she was saying was not what was coming out of her mouth. I think about those things when I sit back and say, God, when the saying is true, the song is true. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me, for setting me free, for bringing me out, for delivering me. When I think about Stan, my husband, that when the devil tried to kill him and destroy him, I think about when Apostle Sandra Thomas told me, she said, Renee, God said, stop crying and start praying, because in order to save his life, he had to hide him under the eye of the devil, where the devil didn't even think to look for him there. He figured he could kill him someplace else. But I thank God that through it all, God has been God in our lives. We have lived to tell the story. When I think about my son that I had premature, how he's grown up to be a young man, when I think about how God has kept him in the hood of hoods, when God had kept him when we was homeless and nothing, no harm, death, or danger came to him, when God had provided shelter over our head when we didn't know how we were going to get it. When I think of all of this stuff that I've been through in life, and all I can say is I believe it's because of the prayers of my parents. I believe it was because of the prayers of my sisters. I believe it's because of the prayers of my family. I believe it's because of the prayers that I prayed. I believe that when I got sick one time and my son was 4 years old, and he came up to me and said, Mama, why are you crying? And I was trying to explain to him without getting him to be suspicious or curious. And he said, Mama, having God always came through for us. And that four-year-old boy laid his hand on my head and said, come out of here, because my mama is saved and God is going to heal her. I thank God for that four-year-old little boy who's now going to be 22, that all the days of his life, all I ever taught him is Jesus is Lord, Lord of lords, King of kings. I didn't teach him nothing else, but God will see us through. I taught him how to ask God at an early age for a scholarship through school, that we didn't have to worry about him getting an education. He told me at four he wanted to be a judge, and I told him to ask God to make it happen. Well, my son graduated from eighth grade because he prayed and I prayed and we believed God. He received that scholarship, and he's going to be graduating from school next year, and I thank God for that, with a pre-law degree. So I don't tell me what prayer won't do it. If God did that for me, praying by myself, I'm not going to say praying by myself. God did that for me, and I believe for my own needs and wants. Don't tell me what God won't do if we come together as a people and just get in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, and we pray and seek the face of God and turn from our wicked ways, that we just depend and trust God to hear our prayers. He will hear from heaven, and he will heal our land. Where the government is saying what they're going to do, what they need to do, what they should do. No, they can't do it. Because, see, even the enemy at this time and place has to ask God for permission. Yes, I said it. Has to ask God for permission to go back and forth, to go through this land, to see who and may he devour. He has to ask God for permission. But if we would seek his face, God's face, and we ask God, we turn from our wicked ways, we do what we have to do as a people of God that's dependent on God, believing in God, and asking God to heal our land, God will hear from heaven. In the word of God in Matthew's in his prayer, he said, what we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So if we just get in our place and do what we need to do and stop waiting for somebody else to do it, stop waiting for somebody with a name to call. Or we calling the people with the name, because what I read to you that says, my people who are called by my name. In my King James Version, it says the Lord's promise over the scripture I read. And in my King James Study Bible, it says that Jehovah appeared to Solomon. So I just want you to know, Solomon, he loved God. Yes, he did. And I'm just saying to you all, as the people of God, let us touch and agree that we're going to do better. We're going to get before God. We're going to repent. We're going to say, God, I may not dot every I and cross every T, but God, I'm trusting you that, as Pastor Troy Thomas would always say, that I'm trusting you, God, that you would teach me how, when I learn better, I do better. And what I'm going to do better is get before God constantly, get on my face before God. When I stop giving the world so much of my time and so much of myself and say, okay, God, what I just said and what I just done, God, what you think about that? When we start learning how to bind the enemy up in our house, in our family, when we learn how to always not want to be the right one, always not want to be the first one, always not want to be the last one. Because I'm telling you, everything I'm saying to you, I got it up before God. God, teach me how to do like Prophet Antoine Thomas say, teach me how to have a shut up ministry. Teach me how not to always want to talk back or want to talk out or want to have the last word. God, teach me. Because two things I need to know. It's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. That's what I know. It's me. Oh Lord, it's me. Why is it that this is in me so? Why is it? Because one thing I do know, I've been independent so long that I've been the boss so long that I have to learn how to be submissive. I have to learn how to give in. I have to learn how to just I don't want to have to explain myself. I just want to sit back and say, God, it's in your hands. I'm not perfect, but I am before God with all the things that I don't do right, with the things I'm doing right, God, to perfect them a little more. Well, I'm not going to say a little more, a lot more. I'm asking God to teach me how to continually pray. I'm asking God to teach me how, when I do pray, that I believe God, no matter what it looks like, that I believe God, that even in this place right now, wherever he takes me, whatever he does for me and with me, wherever he allows me to move to, go to, I believe God is going to keep a hedge around me and my family to keep all harm, evil, danger, and death from us. I can't live being scared. I won't live being scared, because one thing I am scared that God is not going to, how would I say it? I'm scared that I'm not going to be in the right place when God comes back, because when I stand that when I stand before him, I don't want him to say, step to the left, because I know you not. I want God to say, good and faithful servant. When I have to face my king, I want God to be just that, when my king. I want to be his people. I want to be in a place that when he looks in the book, that my name is in there. That's what I want. I want him to say he knows me. That's what I want. Because I know I've said it. I'm sure a lot of other people have said it. It's been hot out here. I don't like the heat here on earth, that I can go in the house or get in my car and turn on the air conditioning, or get on my bike and get in the wind, as we say, and cool off. But I don't want to go to hell where there's no electricity to turn on, no switch to turn on, no car alarm to turn off, to get in, to start it up, to turn the air on, no bike to get on. I will be in a hot devil's hell, burning up for the rest of eternity. I don't want to be there. I want to go to heaven where the streets are paved with gold. And we all know the touch of gold is cool, so it lets me know there's sanctuary in heaven. And that's where I want to be with my Lord, praising him for eternity, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I want to be singing. Whatever choir practice is in heaven and whatever songs they singing, I want to know them. If I don't come through the gates with it already in my heart, I want to be saved, sanctified, delivered, and filled with the Holy Ghost. So you all pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray that we can all get 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 and 15 in our spirit. Let's pray that our government get it. Let's pray for our neighborhood, our blocks, our cities, our state, our country, and our nation. Let's pray that we get it. Especially, America was built on the faith of Christianity. It was built on knowing that Jesus is Lord. It was built on those, and for those that don't believe that Jesus is Lord, we can't hate the person. We can hate the sin. We can't hate the people. We can hate the sin that's in them, that they allow to master them and take control over them. All we're going to do is we're going to pray and ask God to deliver them and hope that they do not get left out. But everybody has a choice in this world and this life, and my choice is to know Jesus, to know him as my Lord of Lords, my King of Kings, my Savior, my Redeemer. And that's it. That's all I have to say concerning that. I'm going to let that go, and I'm just going to say, God, I thank you for the word on tonight, God. I bind up the enemy that will come against me, my family, my loved ones, and even this ministry line. God, I just ask you on tonight to just cover Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I ask you to cover Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. I ask you to cover Minister Sheila Kaiser. I ask you to cover every man and woman of God that's assigned to this ministry. I ask you to cover every man and woman of God and child of God that listen to this word. I ask you, God, to plant it in our heart and teach us to hide your word in our heart, that when it comes to that time that we need it, it will come forth. I ask you to just allow us to just concentrate on what your words say. What your words say concerning the world. What your words say concerning the body of Christ. God, I just ask you to do these things. I ask you to cover the government that governs over us, God. I ask you to cover our jobs, our finances, our health and strength, our minds, God. I just ask you to cover us. In Jesus' name, it is so. So I'm going to ask Apostle Elect, if she's on the line, or Minister Sheila, if they have anything to say right now, and anyone else, if they have anything to say before we close out the ministry on tonight, to open the lines.
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to say I thank God for the word on tonight, reminding us the importance of prayer, reminding us the importance of praying for one another, and also reminding us that the enemy of our soul will come after us in every area of our lives, and we have to be prayerful. We have to know witchcraft when we see it. We have to know manipulation when we see it. We have to know love when we see it. We have to know honor when we see it. We have to know respect when we see it. We really got to ask God for his wisdom. And he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and that he will give it liberally unbraided. And many times, as you say, we go to God when we need something or when something happens. But we really need to learn how to store up some prayers, because we oftentimes, when you go to a bank account and it doesn't have any money in it, it means that you didn't put anything in there. We need to think of prayer like that. We need to pray constantly. We need to give God back his word, because his word will not return unto him void. And when we give God back his word, we can trust that it's going to manifest and that it's going to come to pass, because there's going to be many times you go to that bank account of prayer and there's nothing in there because you haven't been putting anything in there and you've just been withdrawing, withdrawing, withdrawing. And the cares of life will try to punk you out, and you really, really, really got to trust God. One of the things I learned from last week was God just kept reminding me to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways to acknowledge him, and that I needed to trust in him. So in order to trust in him, that means things have to happen to show me that he's a way maker. People forget that trusting in God means that something had to happen to show you that you needed to trust him. Because if life is just going along and it's really easy, then where's the evidence of your trust? And when you trust God and you lean not to your own understanding, then that means when things don't go your way and when things do go your way, you go to God, you give him the glory, you give him the praise, and you tell manipulation, you tell witchcraft, you tell all of the cares of the world that my God reigns. And when we realize that our God reigns, we understand why the demons tremble when we speak his word. We understand why when we worship God in spirit and in truth, the demons are upset. But see, when you're only coming to God when you need something, or when you're only coming to God when things aren't going your way, guess what? That bank account's going to be empty. It's going to be in the negative. That's all I have.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect, for those words. Minister Sheila, you have anything to say?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the words tonight. Thank you for the words of wisdom and knowledge. And I'm so much agreeable with you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Apostle, excuse me, Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. It is so true, so right, so much going on today that as long as it's going good, don't never think because it's going good. You don't have to say thank you. You don't have to pray. You don't have to thank him and pray and acknowledge him, because the thing it is, the good can go away. You just don't thank him, as it was said earlier. When you need something, you thank him for what you have, because some don't even have that. You wake up in the morning, some don't do it, that every day, every time you hear me, I'm going to say, you thank him. When you open your eyes, you didn't have to do that. I said, Lord, I thank you for my heart, my mind, my body, my soul. I thank you. Because I didn't have to wake up. I didn't have to see. I didn't have to have any movement. Lord, I thank you, because I know some did not wake up this morning. Lord, I thank you. I know some did not wake up and have movement, feeling, can breathe right, can see right. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for another day of life. I got hands. I got fingers. I got arms, legs, toes. A body I can move, got movement, I got life, I got breath into me. Lord, I thank you, because I didn't have to have this. I didn't have to have this. If it was not for you, would none of us be here right now? Don't wait till you, like you said, you need something. All I need, Lord, is to you never stop loving me. I just need you more. I need you more. I need your love more. I need you to open my eyes. I need you, Lord, to teach me to see for you. Teach me to talk for you. I want to walk for you. That's what I need, because I know when I wake up, my need is to praise and to treasure and to thank you and to say any and whatever I can to anybody about you. Because if it was not for you, wouldn't be no Sheila here today. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for the message today, and I thank you for each and every day that I have a thirst, a want, a love, more of you. Thank you. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
And I just have one more thing I wanted to say. One of the things that I love is that during these 3 weeks of residency, the enemy of my soul would love for me to tell you that I didn't feel overwhelmed. The enemy of my soul would love for me to tell you that because I pray and because I read my word, that I did not need to do like David and encourage myself. I mean, it's been hard. I'm not going to lie and say that it hasn't been hard. And so what really blessed me was God bringing his word back to me, because waking up at and being in class and waking up at to be there by 7 in the morning and then working all day long on my various projects and things that I needed to do and getting to bed by 2, 3 in the morning and getting back up at 5, your body gets into a place of fatigue.
Yes.
And so then the cares of the world will try to pile itself on that, and then other things will try to pile itself on that. So when my heart is overwhelmed, I know you all heard this message before, Apostle Sandra Thomas preached it so many times, but it really reminded me not only to lean not to my own understanding and all my ways to acknowledge God, not only to trust God, but it reminded me when your heart is overwhelmed, you got to go to the rock, not to your brother,
yes,
not to your sister, not to your mother, not to your father, but you got to go to the rock. You want to know why you go to the rock? Because he's eternal. He's going to give you the wisdom to do what you need to do. Now, it's your choice to do it. Because sometimes we don't want to do what God tells us to do.
Come on,
and sometimes it's going to be just to admit, okay, whatever. Because I'm here to tell you, this doctoral program, I thank God for it that I didn't do it when I was younger, because when I was younger, I wouldn't have made it where at the point that I'm at right now. I probably would have quit, or I probably would have did something else. But whatever it is, God knew that I was mature enough to do it right now. And I'm here to tell you, it is not easy. So life isn't easy. And so since life isn't easy, we go to the rock that lets us know, you know, we take our cares and we lay them on him. We give our cares to him. We lay aside every weight that so easily besets us. So when we give everything to God, he makes it seem like it's easy. My instructor told me, she said, it looks like nothing bothers you. It looks like everything is just so easy. I told her, I said, do you know how long I prayed for this? And she just looked at me. I said, I prayed that God would not let the pressures and the cares of life be seen by others. I prayed that God would make it look like nothing is wrong. I prayed that he would get me here, because I don't need people to look at me and see the cares of life weighing me down. I need for people to look at me and see assurance so that I can let them know that assurance is in God. That confidence is in God. My hope is in God. So don't let what you see on the outside fool you, because, I was feeling overwhelmed. But what is that going to help you? How does that help you? What helps you is you knowing that I'm overwhelmed, but you see the peace of God. That's all.
Yeah.
Amen.
For that.
All right now, go ahead.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect, Dr. Kaiser. We needed to hear that people need to know that it's okay to let God know that you, when you get overwhelmed. Sometimes people, I hear people say, well, I messed up because I did this and I couldn't tell God about it. Why couldn't you? God knew about it before you did. You know, so I just thank God for allowing us to come to the understanding that we could go to him and talk to him about anything and everything. I thank God for, like I said, this ministry line. I thank God for openness and honesty of the different men and women of God that is on here, whether the, how they say, the two left shoes is on my foot or someone else's foot. We don't have to just call other people out. We can call ourselves out. That's what I thank God, that it's okay to let people know it's me, oh Lord, standing in this need, whether it's overwhelmed or in fault. And I just want to see, is there anyone else on the line that would like to say anything or make a comment or just, like I say, say something? If so, this is the time, please. Okay, well, since we don't have anyone, we're going to pray and close out the segment and the ceremony on tonight. And we're going to go from there. I'll give you the final word. God, we thank you for the communication on tonight, God. We thank you for the ability to network among each other, to network with you, O Lord, to talk with you, O Lord, to bring your word to life, O Lord, to just put it out there so that people would know that you have people that are after your heart, not God, that not people that work and operate like robots, but you have real people that are living real situations in real lifetime. We thank you for this opportunity to pray with and for one another. We thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, who has been one of our awesome leaders in our lifetime and with this ministry. We thank you for Dr. Serena Wright. And that's one thing I want to say, God, I thank you for her teaching us. If God has brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. Elder Kendall, Kathy Kendall, and I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas and Prophet Antoine Thomas. I thank you for Minister Brandon and Kaiser, and I thank you for Minister Sheila Kaiser. I thank you for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser again for not only being a part of the ministry but providing the ministry, call line, blog talk. I thank you for that. I thank you for the chance to get it right again. I thank you for the chance to teach others how to pray and ask you, God. I thank you for the chance for us to teach others how to be able to just open their mouth and just talk to you honestly, God. I thank you for America, God. I thank you for the ability that America has where she can get back on her face and come to you, oh God. I thank you for teaching our children that we have taught that you to be the servant of God, to just come back to you, Lord, to stay before you, God. I just ask you, God, to touch our family, heart, soul, mind, and spirit, to just remind them what they were taught and how they were taught. I thank you, oh Lord, for these things. Touch America. Touch everything and everybody that's trying to affiliate themselves or find themselves in America, God. Teach them how to know that you are God, Lord of Lord, King of Kings. And I just want to say amen. I want to tell everybody again, don't forget next Monday night, we're here again from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget every Friday we have Elder Kathy Kendall on Friday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with God Still Heals. Don't forget every Sunday morning you have Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. And don't forget,
our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And when you get ready for bed on tonight, or if you're already in bed, stop what you're doing. Repent and ask God to love you, forgive you, and don't forget to ask him for direction concerning what he has for you in his ministry. And I would like to say good night. Love you. Bye-bye.